This podcast is brought to you by Amazon.com. Go there right now through my website. Buy anything you want. Christmas is coming up. Black Friday is coming up. Cyber Monday is coming up. Buy all of your Christmas gifts on Amazon.com and click through my website. That's the important part because I get a little kickback. It doesn't cost you anymore, but Amazon.com. I buy everything there. So go to my website, omeletradio.com, and click through the banner on the right side and buy everything. But thank you in advance for going through my website, omeletradio.com. And now it's time for the podcast.
You have 1,200 messages.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
All right, let's start the show. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We have I'm really excited about today's broadcast. First of all, let me introduce our guests. We have Big Daddy Tie-Dye.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be back on the air, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this day, I tell you.
Thanks so much, man, for being here for it. And Hard Days Robert.
Hello, everybody.
It's nice
to be back on the radio again.
Nice familiar voices to start off our first podcast. A shout out to Rick Coates. He couldn't be here at the last minute, but I wanted him to be, he will be a regular guest on the show, and look forward to having him on and catching up with him. But I've got a million things to talk about. But first of all, just to get it out of the way, we're no longer on the radio because of... People stop me on the street. What happened? What happened on KLT? And it's kind of hard to have that conversation 900 different times. And so I thought we'd get on the podcast here and just listen. It's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. I tried to keep that perspective out of the show for as long as I could. But, you know, they're running a business. There's certain things they could afford to pay for based on, you know, how a radio business works. And, you know, we've encountered cuts over the years that were able to endure. And then the cuts just got too much that we had to get out of there. That's all. And so in the meantime, while I'm looking for the perfect radio job, which I am looking for the perfect radio job, and I'm being very selective because, you know, over the years, as you grow older, you want to deal with as little BS as possible. So I'm hoping that the next move will be as little BS as possible. So I'm going to do the podcast in the meantime. I've invested a bunch into this equipment.
Looks like I'm in a studio here.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Nice, and it's good to have my friends here. It really is, man. You guys are making me feel at home here. So that's it. The radio show is over here in northern Michigan. There's new owners of the radio station. I hope that maybe...
in February, right? They take over in
the
February.
The sale becomes official in February. I didn't know that the station was for sale. It sold 2 weeks after I was done. But I'd known this was coming down the pike for a while, and it was kind of tough to keep it a secret. You know, the last three shows that we did was a look back at our 10 years, because it was exactly 10 years that we were on KLT. So I want to thank them for the opportunity. It was a great run. We went camping with the people. We did the 12 bars of Christmas. And see, that's the thing that I really always want to do is I'm a ground campaign guy. I'm a promotion guy. I'm a hit the bars, go hang with the people, get to know the people, go to small towns, fill up the bars, and party.
I love doing that, you know?
Party with the people, you and I. You miss it too, Robert, even though you don't drink anymore, which I'm proud of you. You just celebrated your 5 years clean.
Good for you, Robert. Yeah.
Did you get a token?
Yep, I got a 5-year token.
What color is it?
Gold.
Nice,
you know,
Robert.
You know, you can turn it in for a drink, don't it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can.
So that's it, and that's that. So I just wanted to bring people up to speed. There's no hard feelings. You know, they let me close things out on the radio show and say goodbye to the people, even though it was
awesome.
Only 2 minutes, you know, at the end of the last show. But I really thank them for the opportunity, because when I came to KLT, I was a co-host elsewhere. And I became a host. I advanced my career there where I can, I feel comfortable being a host. And I was a co-host, and before that I was a producer, and before that I was an intern. So I worked my way up the ladder, and I'm really thankful for that experience. There's no hard feelings, and that's it. Now, and I'm a forward-moving person. It even pains me. It's like ripping off the Band-Aid to even have this conversation again, because I am into next month, next year. I'm thinking about 2017, so I'm a forward thinker. So I just wanted to say that. All right. Donald Trump is our new president. Oh, and it's hunting season. I'm so ADD, and especially I've got three pages of notes and things I want to talk about that have been bottling up. But it is hunting season as we record this. It's Wednesday the 16th, so hunting season has gone on for a couple of days now. And we do have a new president, President-elect Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And Big Daddy Tidy, I was really glad that you were able to come here today, because I know that you probably feel strongly against Donald Trump.
I was against both of them, actually. You know, I didn't vote for either one of them. I wrote in Bernie Sanders' name, and
you did?
Oh yeah,
nice.
It took three ballots before it would stop it, but they kept bitting them back out at me, and
no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And they put it in the folder and give me another one, and I try it again and spit it out, and a third one finally took. So,
And what about you, Robert? Are you happy with the results of the election?
Not really, but I guess we'll see what happens.
That's, you know, we have to.
It's not,
we have
January 20th yet.
There's been violent protests. And
yeah, that's sad. I heard somebody paying them to go out there and start this stuff up. You know?
Yeah, I heard that too. But who? I mean, if I had no money and somebody said, "Hey, go and protest," I don't know if I would do it. But this sounds like an easy money to just go.
I saw a thing on internet, something about, you know, he's creating jobs already with the protest and stuff. So,
but that wouldn't be on Donald Trump's side.
Well,
that would be the Hillary people protesting the results.
Yeah, but it's the people that are being paid to go out and disrupt these protests.
But I don't know if that's entirely true.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, there's a million conspiracies, but that one sounds a little wacky.
How about that police officer in Traverse City?
I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
His name is Mike Peters.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've had the story is, because there's a lot of people listening to the podcast, and thank you very much for clicking on and supporting me in my new adventure. And there's going to be, I'm marketing to all the different radio stations and cities that I've worked in the past. So maybe people haven't heard me in a while. But in Traverse City, Michigan, there was a big story where a police officer for the Traverse City Police Department, his name is Mike Peters, and I've had dealings with him, but very positive dealings. Yeah. He was sort of, I don't know if he was assigned to the radio station, but he used to show up every time we had to call the police for whatever reason.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he showed up at a Love Trump's Hate demonstration. After he was elected, there was a demonstration, people that were not happy with the election, because Hillary won the popular vote, but the Electoral College, it's almost saying like in football, yeah, but we had more offensive yards, but they scored more points.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
The Electoral College was started back in the early 1800s to deal with the South. So everybody's got a vote and a say and stuff. So
higher populated areas would not dominate the elections. Yeah. And just closing on the election, I think my theory is that young people, which I've seen on the news that are protesting, the millennials, people in their 20s, they all come from the school of participation trophies and the parents being their friend
and
not having authoritative figures in their life. Nobody telling them no. You know, they grew up in a baby. I grew up in the back of a boat, you know, just tumbling around in the back seat with older brothers, and we're punching each other and the parents are hitting us, you know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but you know, it didn't go their way. People that are not used to things, I'm used to constant disappointment in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just roll with it, man. I would encourage people not to rely too heavily on who your president is to dictate your life. Yeah. You're in charge of your life. Go out there each and every day. Obama has been in president for 8 years. and again, this is an ignorant statement, I think, but I'm not going to let the president dictate what happens in my life on a day-to-day basis. And I know it does affect a lot of people, you know, if they decide to go to war and there's people that die. And I know that does weigh heavy on me, but let's just hope for the best. Let's get behind the shot.
You know, let's see what happens.
It's been well documented as the power changes from Democrat to Republican. And I'm all over the board with the way that I voted. I've told you over the years how I voted. And it goes, you know, I voted for Obama. I voted for Romney 1 year. I voted for George W. 1 year. I voted for Clinton 1 year. I voted for Ross Perot.
I voted for Ross.
92.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is.
Yeah. You know,
I'm surprised you're being very open-minded, as you've always been, but sometimes you do get angry. You get spicy.
You know, I turned the TV off about 9 o'clock that night, and then I woke up just as he was accepting his the candidacy, and I'm thinking, you know, what the hell? You know, he's an elected president now, so we got to bear with it, you know?
I woke up at 5 in the morning, as I usually do. I'm still waking up at the crack of dawn, everybody. I'm looking at my phone and my eyes are trying to focus and I see Trump and then I see elect and then I'm focusing my eyes and I'm like, does it say concedes? I'm waiting for Hillary Clinton. She was favored by 87% to win the election, like with Vegas odds.
Oh boy. They paid a lot of money out.
It took me like 3 minutes to just focus and reread it on my phone. You know, it's at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is a joke. I mean, it's coming from CNN.
Yeah, I know.
And I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. You know, when I woke up.
I still can't believe it.
I don't think he can believe it.
Right.
I mean.
And you know what's now there's. I thought, all right, it's going to go back to regular news. Now they're following him around with the campaign selection, the transition of power, his cabinet, and everybody's criticizing. It's never ending. I shut it off.
One thing's for sure, we got the hottest first lady we've ever had.
Yeah, and first daughter. Yeah, I mean, it's a good-looking family.
Really, really nice-looking women. Yeah
absolutely.
Too bad he's so ugly.
So this Traverse City police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy Tide, for those who are listening to the show for the first time or in a long time that have listened to me in the past, Big Daddy Tide is our toking reporter who is a professional line sitter. I mean, you love to wait in lines. You wear tie-dye head to toe, which you're wearing even the hat today.
I got so many different outfits. Deborah Ann's been making all these different outfits for me now and for my work and stuff. I got this job, and I go out and deliver bags, and I always got a different outfit, different colors and
luggage.
Stuff. Luggage, yeah. Suitcases. Where's my suitcase?
From the airport when there's delayed flights. For whatever reason, a bag gets lost, they arrive at the airport, and then bring them to the house.
Exactly. And I go to some beautiful, beautiful homes, too, let me tell you, along the Lake Michigan. And
the people that could afford to fly out of Traverse City Airport.
Well, I do the shacks out in the middle of nowhere, too. I deliver to them, too. So, you know, I got a assortment of... Well, the cross-section of society I deliver to. So.
I never knew that there was such a service that they would bring your bags to your house until one of my bags was lost, and they said, we're going to bring it to your house. I live like 20 miles away from the airport in Boston, and the next morning it was on my front porch.
Yeah, the guys, they had one people, they had a bet whether I could find their place or not on GPS, and I drove right to it. And the guy had given him the $20, and the guy gave me the $20 for a tip.
Oh, so, did he give you a tip, dude?
That was over at Houghton Lake area. So
is that a regular thing where somebody slipped a five or a 10?
Maybe 10, 20, 30 bucks a month in tips. And
nice. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's once in a while.
Not all the time. Right. You know? Yeah. I probably shouldn't talk about it.
But people aren't angry when you arrive.
Not at me. They're happy to see me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they are. Some of them are a little upset with the way their suitcases are looking, but I think they looked like that before they got on the plane.
And it has nothing. It has nothing to do with you.
No.
Okay, let's talk about Mike Peters. So this Traverse City police officer, this is a huge story, which people are up in arms both ways. I love a good debate. Mike Peters goes to the Trump, Love Trump's Hate demonstration, which
rally.
People were upset. A rally. People that are upset about the results of the election. And they go to this thing down. It's the open space. It's a park right downtown on the water here in Traverse. Beautiful park. And drinking is allowed there. So the guy pulls up in his pickup truck. He's got a Confederate flag and an American flag in the back of his pickup truck. He's a police officer. And he parks in one of the designated parking areas.
Handicap. He pulled up in the handicap
area. Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have a handicap sticker?
No.
No?
No.
That bothers. There's some aspects of what he did bothers me, but I don't think he did anything wrong.
He was expressing his right as a U.S. citizen. He had that right to express that. But
I didn't get this at first, but it's sort of like a peace and love rally, but they think Trump is the devil. But he's sort of, he's like supporting Trump. It's like he's trying to agitate these protesters.
That's exactly what he was doing.
Okay, that took me for a while to understand that. I was like, I don't understand. He was at the rally, but he was sort of against the rally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's drinking a beer, which in some public parks in Traverse City, you can drink a beer. So it may have been in poor taste, but it was within his legal rights. And then the guy's under all this pressure. The police, O'Brien, the chief, is up in arms about his actions. Well, it's like, this is unacceptable behavior by a police officer, which...
It is. I feel it is unacceptable.
I guess he's had that Confederate flag in the back of his pickup truck before, and he drove to work with it, and they said, get that... I'm against the Confederate flag, but I don't think it should be illegal. It's just a symbol.
It's not illegal, but it's what it represents to a lot of people.
For a lot of people, but it's in the interpretation of what it... Some people are like, hey, it's my heritage from the South.
He's born and raised in Traverse City, so he can't claim that.
I'm a Union guy. I grew up in the North. I'm like, we won. So I don't understand the Confederate flag. And let's just all come together as one country. I just believe... I like the American flag, but...
We are still divided like the Civil War, though. We're just fighting each other. You know?
You ever meet Mr. Windy? he's still thinking the South is going to rise again. Anyway, he ends up resigning amongst the pressure. Resigning when he was on paid leave.
I would have taken the vacation and then resigned.
Paid leave for getting in trouble. That's pretty incredible. That police union is quite good. But
he'll pick up a job somewhere else. He won't. He's a good police officer. You can't take that away from him. I like Peters, you know. I've had dealings with him.
You have?
I've talked with him. You know, he's been in that downtown at the outreach program several times looking for people, and I've always had a cordial conversation with him. So, yeah.
We've had to call him on a number of occasions. We've had to call the police, I don't know, 10 times because people show up at the radio station, they're knocking on the window, they're being disruptive, or what's some other reasons? I can't remember the reasons. There's probably like a dozen times we've had to call the police over the last 10 years, which is not much, but he's usually the guy that responds to it, and he listens to the show, and he was a supporter of ours, and he was always nice. He was always professional. He was always understanding. Like he was listening to the radio, and we'd get mad. Somebody's in the building. Somebody snuck in. Somebody's hanging out on the roof. You know, whatever the reason, he always like kind of helped us and understood because he listened. So my dealings with him, I didn't know how he felt personally about issues.
It doesn't matter.
He would just help.
Yeah.
And he was cool. You know what I mean?
He made a bad judgment.
Like, he wasn't a stiff officer that was like, you know. Yeah. I've had my run-ins with the police in a negative over the years, you know.
Not in a long time, thank goodness.
Not in a long time. But he's like one of the cool ones. He's one of the good ones.
Yeah, he was a good cop. He's a good cop. He'll find another job.
Do you think he'll find another police job?
Yeah, he's a policeman.
Maybe in the South.
No, he'll be. He's from Traverse City. He'll be that cop in Kalkaska that's stopping everybody.
I hope it gets back to him that I wish him well. Yeah. And I know that he served, at least went out. My account was that he served us well.
Yeah, he was a good officer. And he is a good officer. You make a good cop somewhere else. So.
Hey, Thanksgiving's coming up. Thanksgiving
gobble,
next week.
Gobble, gobble,
gobble. Gobble, gobble. Let me see if I can get a...
There we go, yeah.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? You usually go to the community meals? What do you do in Hard Days? You just moved to Traverse City, back from Bay City, which you used to live in Traverse City.
I really don't know. I might sit and watch the Lions, or I can go with somebody where I live.
That is so depressing, Robert.
Why?
What about your family, man? Go to Bay City. I'll put you on a bus. You don't want to?
I'm thinking about it for Christmas.
You got to do something, man. I mean, at least volunteer at the community meals or something. I'm having a quiet day here with the wife. We're not doing any, you know, we may make some mashed potatoes and stuffing. We may not even have a turkey, but we could have Sam. She's a vegetarian, so I don't want to eat a whole turkey, but well, maybe I do.
A small one.
But Thanksgiving's coming up. The Lions are in first place. The Lions play the Vikings we don't have the bye week was last week. We have Jaguars, which should be an easy game, but we did lose to the Titans.
And they're hungry, though. You know, 7-2, the Jaguars are. They're hungry.
2-7.
Yeah, 2-7. That's what I meant. They lost 7 games,
But anyway, that's exciting.
Yeah. It'd be a good game.
Since I last spoke to the people, the Cubs won the World Series. Did you guys watch that?
I was
happy.
I was too. I watched the end of the game. I turned it on just as it was ending, and it was awesome.
I was happy that I didn't have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning after the game was over. I was like staying up late watching the baseball playoffs because I watch the World Series every year, and it's usually a brutal couple weeks because I have to wake up early.
Remember on the radio, we talk about it all the time when you were.
Tida, there was a couple of times where we got back from some of our bar tours, and it was 2, 3 in the morning, and we had to be back at the radio station at 4:30.
I know.
Whoa, man.
I remember those days. I've earned a lot of driving. You know?
I've earned the bags under my eyes. Yeah, and you were driving like a champ because I was drinking at the bar tour, and you were driving, and I was thank you.
We
got
to do that again, you know?
Listen, man. There's nothing we can't do with the podcast.
I know.
As long as people share it and support it and help me out on the social, you know, retweet it, share it on Facebook. I'm going to have a YouTube channel. We're going to do videos. We could do bar tours.
Yeah.
We could do promotions. We could do Camp Omelet.
Yeah.
Camp Omelet lives again.
At the Harm Farm.
I got to admit that over the last year and a half of the radio show, it seems like we weren't doing many promotions. And I'm all about the ground campaign, as I mentioned. Yeah. I love going out there and mixing it up with the people, getting to know them personally. You make relationships with people, and they never forget it. You get to know their family. They support you. I support them. We help veterans. I want to get back into helping the animals. Cherryland Humane Society. Yeah. I'm going to go down there on Tuesdays, Adopt a Pet Tuesday, and I'm going to shoot those videos again. I'm going to put them up on the Facebook page. Oh, boy, I think we got somebody Skyping in. Okay, yes, it's 15 minutes. I gotta Skype. I want to thank this guy, Mike Dell. Mike Dell helped me with all of this podcasting. He is the king of podcasting, and I got to tell you about him just real quick. MikeDell.com. He lives here in Traverse City, but I didn't know that. I just found a podcast that was about building a podcast, and there's like, and now there's like 60 or 70 episodes, but I'm listening to episode after episode after episode, and all of a sudden the guy said, and it's about what equipment to buy and like how to post it. You got to get a media server, you got to get a web server, you got to get a domain name. You know, microphones, limiters, gates,
nice
processors.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. But it's because of Mike Dell. He advised me on all this. So 25 episodes in, he says, well, I'm here in Traverse City. I'm about to head up to Sugar Island in the UP. And I'm like, he's in Traverse City? So I was in the middle of the night. I woke up. I sent him an email. And I'm like, I can't believe you're in Traverse City. Do you live here? How often are you here? I'd love to have you over. I'm planning on starting a podcast because I knew the end was coming. And I wanted to continue my relationship with the people, stay in touch. I'm sick of having...
Boy, we missed you. Believe me.
Thanks, man.
I needed an omelet.
Listen, we're back, buddy. Yeah. We're back.
Ooh. Yeah.
I was waiting for this moment a long time.
Thanks,
a lot
Robert.
Of people are, you know, they'll be happy to hear you. It was part of our morning to turn you guys on.
I know, man.
And
part of mine,
and get our day going, you know. And
listen, this is how.
That's what I miss because they told us what was going on, what's happening around town and stuff, and.
Thanks, Robert.
Now I can be in the loop of everything again.
I've always said that I was a fan of radio first. I fell in love with the radio. I was listening to morning radio as I grew up in Boston. And when I was going to college, and when I worked at the shipping and receiving department in this factory when I was going to college. And I, my only salvation was the radio. So I know about that relationship. And when that relationship has gone away, it's devastating. And I've got to tell you that I enjoyed the hell out of doing that show. And I have a love for the job. I was a fan first. So doing it is a dream come true, first of all. And second of all, I was traveling through the country. You know, I went back to Boston. We've been off any media for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And all the time I've been building this up. Did I stop talking about Mike Dell? I'm so ADD, man. The ADD is
it's all
back.
Mine, man.
Let me finish on Mike Dell, and I'll tell you about my love for podcasting, because that's all I've been listening to. I've been trying to listen to the radio, and not here locally. Don't anybody take it offensively, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of great choices. Like, nobody going for it. You know what I mean? Like, right. Go for it, man. Yeah. Like, let me hear what you really think and what you really have to say. Let's hear some conflict. Let's hear some innovation. Let's hear some passion. Are you in love with this business? Or are you just doing a job? You know? Are you just listening to what the boss says? Are you willing to get into a little bit of trouble?
And that's
you're willing
what I'm here.
Be a little rebellious.
Doing what the boss tells them to do.
Be a little rebellious, man.
I can't stand
do some,
it.
You know, have some... listen. So there's so many different ways of being entertained these days. You know, everything seems to be going more on demand. You don't necessarily have to listen to watch Jimmy Fallon at night on at 11:30. You could watch the clips on YouTube. You could watch on his website. Netflix, you watch movies on demand, not when they come on anymore. You know, you don't have to put up with commercials on TV anymore. You fast forward right through them. You use DVR and TiVo. Did I talk about Mike Dell? I got to get back to that. But I'm just saying that you can listen to radio show on demand.
Right.
It's on your phone. Right. I have Bluetooth speaker that I connect my phone to, and now you connect your phone to your Bluetooth car stereo.
Right, yeah.
Me, I have to do the cassette with the I put a cassette player, and it has a cord coming out of it, and
right.
I stick it in my phone, and it comes through my truck speakers. I know I got an old radio.
I
but
don't have a cassette player. I've got a DVD player in my, and they have something that you can use on the DVDs now, too. So
yeah, and you could, they got a DVD, and also one you could tune into a non-station on the FM dial, and it transmits. I don't know how that stuff works, but everything is becoming, you know, walk into Radio Shack. It's all phones. They sell phones now instead of radios.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm nothing against radio. Radio's my first love, but I would just, you know, you got to step it up. There's more chances now. I'm listening to satellite radio. I'm listening to Sirius XM.
Right.
There's a bunch of great shows on there, man. Tom Petty's Buried Treasure, Howard Stern, Eddie Trunk has a show. The old Opie and Anthony, I don't know what they are now. I think they're dissolved. But there's a lot of choices. And so you got to get better. Content is king because there's a lot of choices. And then podcasting is amazing.
Our friend Nate is podcasting.
I listen to Sideshow Nate. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
I don't really want the credit, but I we learned about podcasting together because we used to take the radio show and podcast it.
I know. I remember
and,
that. Yeah.
You know, we were going the extra mile. Nobody was telling us to do that, but I knew it was like, see, radio should incorporate podcasting into their thing. If you missed it, and put the advertisers on there. Listen, I got a million thoughts. But these are some people that are doing podcasting these days that people may not be aware of. You could, on iPhones, you've got a purple button. There's purple button on every iPhone. And on Android, all the information is on my website, omeletradio.com. People may have found it through the Facebook postings. This is very exciting. I'm exhausted. And my thoughts are scattered, but where was I? I got to talk about Mike Dell, which I'm waiting to meet with him on Skype. We're going to be able to take phone calls. We're going to be able to do video conferencing with guests all over the country.
Like we always did.
I have a remote recording device with four microphones. We could go to any cafe, any diner, any concert hall, interview people in the bathroom. It's going to be wild. It's going to be
it's
wild.
Gonna be fun.
I'm going to hide microphones in the Olive Garden. I'm going to... Mike Dell. Mike Dell lives in Traverse City. His website is MikeDell.com. He has come over to my house. He has been behind this console, plugging in wires, advising me on what to buy, spending time on the phone, coming over here at night after his regular job, helping me out big time. MikeDell.com. And then through that link, you can find PodcastHelpDesk.com. And I'll talk about him, and I'll have him on the show more as we get into it. But I'm so thankful for that guy that helped me out.
Did you have him on a show?
I did.
At one time.
A couple of times.
Yeah, yeah,
he filled in for Rick on the news.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mike Dell. What have you been up to the last couple of months, Big Daddy Tie-Dye? Thanks for coming out to the Rush movie. We did a mini promotion around the Rush movie.
That was a lot of fun. You know, I haven't been to a movie in a while, and it was nice to see you and Rick, and
I want to
catch up, do a little catch up, and we did that.
I wanted to help promote those concert broadcasts that are on theaters, select theaters, and they never did it here before. So I wanted to get some people out there so they would have more of those concert film documentaries at this beautiful State Theater downtown Traverse City, which was renovated by Michael Moore.
I was all part of that when it first got started, too, boy.
When I moved here, it was boarded up, and then they started to renovate it. And the American Movie Association rated it the number one movie theater in the country. It's got an incredible sound system. It's got like a planetarium overhead.
When you look at it, it's looking at the stars above Traverse City during the film festival.
Wow.
Those are the stars that you see.
It is the most beautiful theater I've ever been in. They got the balcony, new seats, awesome. HD all the way.
I was there from day one when they opened it up down that basement. It was a nightmare down there. Jeez, oh, Pete, they had cake dust on all those letters down there. I walked every one by hand.
And to see a rock documentary in that place. So I wanted to promote that. Plus, I wanted to see the people. I know not everybody's into paying $15 to go see Rush movie. But it was cool. We had a little bar gathering. It was good to see the people. Yeah. But I didn't realize that the film kind of mirrored what the radio show was going through at the time, which was, you know, it was the end of the Rush touring band after 40 years. And it was also the end. So I didn't even realize that. You brought it to our attention. That it was kind of mirroring what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But Rush, they're a little more successful than
I don't know. You were pretty successful. You have a good following out there, and we're anxious to hear you on the radio.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yeah. You got a computer now, right, Robert?
Yeah, it's on his table.
Oh, okay.
We're going to hook him up with a Facebook. Robert, do you want to... You want to be Hard Days Robert on Facebook, right? Robert Malinsky? What's your last name?
Malowinski.
You're not Polish, are you? No, I'm just kidding. My wife's Polish. I love Polish. I love a punchki and whatever the other Polish food is. Hey, so let's wrap things up, guys. Thanks for coming in for the first podcast ever. There's going to be a bunch of them. I'm going to put these out twice a week.
Okay.
You subscribe. Please subscribe to it.
You have to.
Go to omeletradio.com. I'll hook you up on your devices. You go to my website. It's so weird to say my website. And by the way, for Thanksgiving, I got my brown paper bag turkey recipe, which is fantastic. A great way to cook your turkey.
Spell omelet out for me.
O-M-E-L-E.
E. Okay.
O-M-E-L-E-T-T-E. OmeletRadio.com, and then you'll see the website. You'll see the brown paper bag turkey. Tomorrow, this podcast will be up there at the top of the page. Right now, you'll see the brown paper bag turkey. But anyway, people, thank you for supporting us and me in this new adventure. I'm super excited about it. Oh, I didn't get to the list. I'm so ADD. WADD, that's what we should have called this, the WAD.
It is. I got it. Awesome, right.
These are people that do... podcasts. Adam Carolla, and I listen to most of these people. Adam Carolla, comedian Bill Burr, Shaquille O'Neal does a podcast. Mark Maron had President Obama on his podcast. Dan Patrick from ESPN, wrestler Steve Austin, Dr. Drew, Eddie Trunk, Phil Hendry, who's a radio legend, Laura Ingram, she's a political talk show host. She may be the press secretary under Trump. Tom Arnold does a podcast. Penn Jillette, Joey Diaz, who I think is the funniest man alive. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes do Jason and Silent Bob Get Old. Greg Fitzsimmons. Alec Baldwin does a podcast. Jillian Michaels, the fitness guru. Jay Moore. Jerry Ferrara. That's drama from Entourage. Brandy Glanville. Paula Deen. Snooki. Well, maybe I should have quit while I was ahead. David Lee Roth does a podcast. Lance Armstrong does a podcast. Dean Del Rey, comedian. Doug Benson, who we've had on the radio show. The list goes on and on. Joe Rogan. Sideshow Nate. There you go. Schwartz Brewery does one here locally. All right, you guys, we got to wrap it up. I got to talk with my technical guy. We're just finishing up some last-minute details before the launch tonight at midnight. It's already launched by the time people hear this. So thank you, guys. This has been a historic first time out. Big Daddy Tie-Dye, you're the man.
It's always a pleasure to come in and guest host with you, and I love it.
You're going
to
be a regular, man. You did a great job.
I love being on the radio with you. You know, just
you've been on 1,000 times with me.
I miss this.
And Hard Days Robert, all the times you woke up in the middle of the night and came in, I'm forever thankful. You answered phones. You put up with shenanigans.
I love that.
You did... carpool karaoke with the lead singer of 6 a.m.
Hey, we did the Misfit Trips, too, together.
James Michael. That's right, Robert. Where did you go on Misfit Trips?
Tampa Bay, the first one.
That was a nightmare.
I didn't go to that one. I went to Indianapolis and New York,
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, right. Yeah. All right, you guys. This is only the beginning. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support, man. You guys are true friends.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.